All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Rome Public Infrastructure Districts, both number one and two. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call could state their name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Holton, you want to start?
Sure. Holton Hunsaker, board member.
Jeff Robertson, board secretary chair.
Walker Wood, board member.
David Hutchison, a CLA district accountant.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, any members of the public?
No.
Okay. Board first up, board meeting minutes from our September 26th meeting. You guys had a chance to review those. Do they look accurate?
I have no questions or concerns. I'd make a motion to approve board meeting minutes from, oh, who was this? September 26th.
Yep. Thanks, Seth.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Holt. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Next up, third quarter financials and then the 26 tentative budget. So, David.
All right, there we go. Right. So, for third quarter financial statements, for starting in Rome, PID number one, and in the balance sheet, we have in the general fund checking account $39,400, and we have accounts payable of $3,414. In the debt service fund, we have in the checking account also $31,948, and that's re representing those property taxes received. And so we'll coordinate with you guys on an amount to be sent to the trustee for those pledged revenues. And then in the bond fund, $651, surplus fund, $462,000, and pledged revenue fund, $253,000, and due from other districts, $920. And in that's it. Sorry, general and debt service. My apologies. The general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We've had 22,800 of expenditures to date, and that's of the 54,122 we have budgeted, and that gives us an ending fund balance of 35,992. And in the debt service fund, we've had property tax revenues 35,265, interest income 17,902, and intergovernmental revenues of $13,253. We've had a bond interest payment of $221,000, and we have transfers to other funds of 54,122, and that gives an ending fund balance of 749,737. Do you guys have any questions on Rome 1 or anything you guys would like to look at a little more?
No.
Otherwise, nope, go ahead, Seth. Sorry.
I was gonna say, no, I don't have any additional questions.
Okay. All right. For Rome 2, checking account in the balance sheet, $920, and that is due to other districts for Rome 1. And in debt service fund, property tax revenues just under $15, interest income $3, had banking fees of $95, and intergovernmental expenditures of $13,253. Any questions on Rome 2?
No questions.
Okay. All right, turn it back to you then, Michael, for motion.
Okay. So, board, I just need a motion to accept the financials as presented for Q3.
I'll make a motion to accept Q3 financials as presented.
Thanks, Seth.
I'll second.
Thanks, Walk. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, David.
Okay. All right. So for the budget for Rome 1, With those actuals that we've had, starting in the general fund, estimating an amount of $42,312 of actual expenditures of the budgeted $54,000. And with that, excuse me, it would give us an ending fund balance of $16,484 to be carried over into the following year, anticipating a transfer of $55,204 of administrative carve out from the debt service fund. And that would cover, we're anticipating or estimating about $53,000 of expenditures for the year. And that would give us an ending fund balance of $18,558. In the debt service fund.
Can you go back real fast?
Yep.
What's causing the big jump in legal fees there?
Legal fees. So it,
or is that insurance that I'm reading going from 10 to 18?
So 10 is based on what we've seen so far. We just estimated maybe 10 for the remaining portion of the year. Originally, we had budgeted 21,000. Last year, it was 15,000. And so based on all of those combined, it was reducing the prior year budget from 21 to 18.
Okay, I was just reading that wrong. I saw the estimated at 10.
Well, yeah, that's what we've estimated based on what we're seeing here. And, you know, potentially if there's additional legal fees that haven't been included in here, then we'll double check to make sure. But I think we've gone through invoices and included everything that we've seen, but
there might be some more, David, based on the boundary adjustment that just happened. So, okay. But it's not going to be 10,000 worth or.
And even that, that's a one-off issue. We're not going right. to have issues next year.
Right.
Okay. I would maybe propose, I think it's fine for now. I just wanted to make sure I was understanding it. Thank you.
Do you think anything should be adjusted there though?
Just the auditing again.
Auditing. Yeah, that's right. Thank you again.
And that, again, board's just a placeholder till we get the final quotes back.
With them and like on your previous comments of them just being so far behind in manpower and resources, we have other options to get quotes for on that to see if we can get somebody that can perform better.
We've been exploring additional auditors. I don't know exactly where that's at. Shelby's been spearheading that conversation with some of them. I know Brian has had contacts with some other auditors within the state that we're trying to get some ideas on quotes on. But I don't know that I've seen anything tangible come back yet. I know part of the issue is that where that everything has been behind, that it's just been kind of a snowball effect with that everyone with them also. And that's where our push has been to start a clean slate with 2026 for the 25 budget, or excuse me, audits, so that we can get these done by June 30th and for all of the districts across the state. But we're happy to continue exploring other auditors if that's something the board would like to explore too.
I think we just want to be able to get them into the state before the state is asking for us and making threatening letters. Not that they have any teeth to their.
Yeah, especially with the new auditor, state auditor coming in and just pushing everything there. So yes. I know from internal conversations within with us in CLA with Brian, Shelby, and I, we've really been focusing and pushing a lot of our efforts and resources on getting these completed. There's been like I said in some of the other meetings, we've had a lot of communications with them over the last few weeks, just trying to provide any request supports that they've requested from their audits or their review of the audit. And I know Shelby specifically has been putting a lot of time in that also. We've been working like up through October a lot through the financial statements and getting that completed. But now that that's done, we're back into the audits and budgets and getting everything there done. So after our call is done here, I'll actually be jumping onto some audits requests that they have to get over to them, and so that we can keep pushing these forward.
So Seth, I know there's been a third auditing firm that we're going to get quotes from, but to be fair to the auditors, there was a backlog of previous audits that there was issues with. So once that backlog happened, there were other audits that the audit firms needed to take care of as well. And so that's what caused this really far backlog, is because we had a backlog with the 23 audits. So to be fair to the auditing firms, it's not necessarily their fault. It's just the previous audits were backlogged for whatever reason.
And there were some 23 audits and some 22 audits that all got completed this year, on top of all of these 24 audits that we're working on completing also. And so they've been completing some, and they've been trickling in, and we just continue to push on them, you know, asking them to provide any requests that they have. And we've been pushing to get it to them within a few hours for most of the requests that we can.
So there's another audit firm, Seth, that we use in the south end of the state, and they're having the same issue. And they had the same issue. So to be fair to those auditing firms, it's not really completely their fault. I mean, there's probably some manpower issues with them, but a lot of it had to do with getting caught up on those 22 and 23 audits.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, David, did you have, I lost track where we were.
We're in the general fund. Sorry, we made that edit here. So 18,588, that will drop by 1,000, 17,558. Excuse me, I transposed those wrong way. And moving into the debt service fund, we are anticipating, so for the current year budgeted revenues from the state's tax rates our taxrates.utah.gov site, they have budgeted $535,000, and then there's some additional $300,000 that still needs to be collected. As you can see, we budgeted for $305,000 here and only received $35,000 so far. So that we have it included in here as anticipated to be collected, but it may also depend on who is paid and who has not paid. But the 535 is being reduced here to be allocated to the 2026 budget, where that would be used for debt service payments and as needed. And then we have a senior bond interest payment scheduled here of $221,000 and paying agent fees of $7,000. And then we would also have $54,122 as what we've already allocated to the carve out for the year. And then the following year would be $55,204, an increase of that. But anyway, the ending fund balance estimated what we have for 2025 carries over. And there's that additional property tax that we see coming in. Interest income, $36,000, intergovernmental revenues from PID 2, $28,000 rounded. And then additional payments here. Bond interest, $221,000. based on the balances in the surplus fund. We're anticipating also this an interest payment. And because we will be hitting our cap on the debt service fund. Going down here, principal and interest. The principal originally would have been budgeted as just $15,000 with the $221,000 interest. But that's where, as long as those property taxes come in the way we are estimating with the $827,000, you know, for, or the additional $300,000 that we had budgeted for originally plus the $500,000, then that would get our surplus over, you know, and we're already estimating it be pretty close with that, those receipts there. So as long as that comes in, then we would likely need to make a principal payment on those bonds to use surplus funds that are in excess to knock that down. Does that make sense, or did I explain that kind of terribly?
I think we're good. We got all the surplus. We're going to make a bond payment next year.
Yeah. So we would have the original senior bond principal payment of $15,000. That's what we saw on the schedule. But we're anticipating because of that surplus in there, or any excess would go to pay down the subordinate bond interest. I said principal on that. My apologies. The interest, $250,000. And then $7,000 of the paying agent fees there.
Okay.
And capital projects is just showing that we had activity in 24, but nothing since then. Before I move on to two, are there any questions on PID one or something you guys would like to look at more?
No.
Okay. So in PID two, in the debt service fund, we have budgeted $27,782 is being received for this year and then being applied over to the following year. Small amount of interest income. We had $45 here, but I think, oh, this is because it's 630s. My apologies. We looked at 930 just now, so that's slightly higher, but a small amount. Intergovernmental expenditures of $13,304. And we had a $2 carryover to the following year. There's the 27,767 coming in, and an ending it being intergovernmental expenditures for transfers to PID 1 for an ending zero budgeted balance. Any questions on PID 2?
No.
Okay.
So, board, what I would need then is a motion to approve the tentative budgets for both PID 1 and 2, as we discussed, and then set the public hearing for final adoption on December 2nd.
I will make a motion for the approval of the 2026 tentative budgets for PID 1 and PID 2, and for, what's the date again?
Public hearing December 2nd.
And for public hearing on December 2nd.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Holton. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, you guys have anything else for us?
No.
Seth, how's the boundary adjustment plat map that McKenna's been working on? How's that going? Do you know?
No, she's had me sign it, or I think she had me sign it. I'm pretty sure she had me sign it. I'm sure it's moving.
Okay, perfect. If you guys need anything from me, let me know.
Okay.
All right, last thing would be a motion to adjourn then.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Seth.
And I'll second that as
Thanks,
well.
Holt. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, good to see you guys.